Mom, I just love the Lord so much this morning. I love each and every one of you. I want to tell you thank you for letting me be your pastor. I realize you could pick anybody under the planet to be your pastor and that you've come here this morning. And I want to welcome you to Parish Christian Center. God has a plan for your life. I'm going to ask you to be proactive in this service. If I say something that you agree with, I'm going to ask you to amen it. Why? Because, see, you need to get yourself going about the things of God. Now, who in here is a child of God? Let me see your hands. Amen. So, see, we got children of God. Now, if you are a child of God, I want you to stand up right now in Jesus' name. See, there's unfinished business to take care of this morning. And I don't like things unfinished. I like to get them finished up. Now, I'm going to take it one step further. The devil's been messing with some folks all week. And see, we're going to get the devil out of your life. We're going to get the devil out of some situations. How do you do that? This is a teaching church. See, Dale, we're going to teach people how to get in his presence. Why? Because in his presence is a fullness of joy. Look here, has the devil stole your joy? Has the devil gotten in there and lied to you this morning? I'm going to ask you to hold up your hands. Why? Because, see, praise is one of the only things that you can give God. Why? Because, see, he has everything else. God wants our praise. He wants our affections. God, in Jesus' name, Lord, I thank you, God. Whatever concerns her this morning, God, I thank you that you've perfected it. God, I speak to this heart and I tell it to be at peace. God, I thank you that you're taking care of any issue. Lord God, I thank you for every child of God, Lord, that's under the sound of my voice. God, you said you needed a binder. God, you said you needed a looser. God, I loose peace right now in this place in Jesus' name. God, I loose hope right here in Jesus' name. And I bind up the spirit of addiction. I bind up the spirit of depression. I bind up anxiety right now in Jesus' name. Lord, I thank you, God, where the world has said it's over. God, you said I've only just begun. And God, I thank you for doing a work right here this morning. God, they leave here changed in the name of Jesus. Amen. If you can't tell, I'm on one. You're going, what else is new? She's always on one. Look here, ask my husband. I'm usually always this excited. Why? Because it's a personality thing. Y'all all got a great personality in the name of Jesus. Let's go to Romans chapter 8. Melissa, I think you're the only one that got that, babe. Romans chapter 8, we're going to look at verses 18. I want you to leave here with a hope that you haven't had yet. I want you to leave here knowing that God is perfecting the things that's concerning you. I want you to leave here changed in the name of Jesus. I want you to leave here saying, hey, it's going to be okay. I want you to leave here saying, hey, I'm going to leave that stuff alone. I'm not going back to that filth that the living God delivered me up out of. See, God has a new thing. Can you perceive it? And number two, do you receive it? It's a twofold thing. We got to perceive it. We got to know that he's doing something new. And then the second part of that, Brother Kenny, is we have to receive it. The devil tries to get you to go, oh, no, I don't want to receive that because, see, I got to change such and such. Oh, baby, you're going to do some changes. But look here. God said, hey, at the end of it, it's going to be the better thing. At the end of it, see, you're going to have a life you never thought that you could have. At the end of it, I'll provide for you in a way that you never thought I could. Amen. God is trying to prepare some people for next year. There are some things God wants to do for his kids up in here this coming year. You never even thought he would do it. You never thought that it could happen. But God wants to do some things for you. I want to get your heart prepared. I said, God, what do you want to say to your kids? He said, Kelly, you tell them that change is coming. And I want them to embrace it. I want them to go with it. Because, see, I've got some things for them. I'm going to break down barriers that, see, they've been up there their whole life. I'm going to bring about a newness, see, that they never even realized was there to begin with. But hey, you got to settle some things. There's some things in here for some people. You better settle them in your soul. You better settle them in your heart. Because look here, God can't do nothing new until there's a settling. God wants to bring some settling to some folks where there's been disorder, where there's been a willy-nilliness, where you've been lukewarm. See, God wants you to settle some things in here today. And see, he got the right preacher to do that because there ain't nothing that I won't say. Look here. I'll talk about all of it. Why? Because I don't care if it makes me look bad. Because look here, I realize I've come to the point where God's the only thing that can make me look good. Amen. So let's go to Romans, and we're going to be in chapter 8, verse 18. For I consider, I'm going to stop right there. There's some things that some of y'all need to start considering. Consider. See, I like to take God's word, word by word, line upon line, precept upon precept. Why? Because, angel, every bit of it is jam-packed with what God wants to say. For I consider. There are some things that God wants you to begin to consider. Consider that you could have something better. Consider that you could be the very apple of his eye. Consider that he loves you. Consider that he's not mad at you. Consider that he ain't all bent out of shape over what you've done, that you're hoping to God nobody else knows that you did. Consider some things. Because look here, when it came to you, he did so much considering that he gave up the only thing that could set us free, and that was his son. Now, I got news for you. If I'm going to be completely honest, I ain't giving up my son for some ungrateful folks. I ain't just talking about this church. No, I'm talking about mankind. Don't get me wrong here. I'm talking about mankind. So don't y'all get offended. Look here. If you get offended up in one of these services that I'm preaching, come back because I'll probably offend you again. Why? Because there's probably something in there that just ain't quite right. Amen? For I consider from the standpoint of faith, for I consider that the sufferings of the present life, they're not worthy to be compared for what God has. Some of you done some suffering up in here in this year. I'm going to take 2019 and I'm going to turn it around and I'm going to kick its butt right out the door because I'm sick of this. I've had a hard year. Look here. This year has caused me to love God more than I've ever loved him. It's caused me to trust God more than I've ever trusted him. It has brought me to my knees. It has ripped away to me at the core of who I am. And God had to do some rebuilding in there. Why? Because there were some things that just wasn't right. But I'm going to tell you what, for I consider that the present suffering of this thing right here, see, there's been some suffering, and God wants to put an end to the suffering, and he wants to add some blessing, but there's some things that you need to consider. There's some things that you need to consider before it's too late, before some things happen, see, and you can't take them back. There's things that you cannot unsay. There's things there's periods of time, see, that you won't get back. Now, will God restore? Yes, he will, but see, that don't mean there ain't a losing thing. You don't think the devil's going to try to take everything from you? Yes, he is. Why am I standing up here telling you? Because I'm trying to get your attention. I'm trying to get you to say, hey, there's some things I need to consider. There's some things that I need to consider. For I consider that the sufferings of the present life are not worthy to be compared with the glory that is about to be revealed to us and in us. Gina, there's things coming to you, and there's things coming in you. It's a twofold thing, to you and in you. We got to consider some things, Keisha. Because see, the suffering that's taken place is not even worth comparing. That's what we just read out of God's Word. They're not worth comparing to the glory that God's about to bring to us and inside of us. See, God's bringing some things about. God's bringing some things about, and God's going to put some things in order where there's been disorder for a very long time. I'm going to ask you to stop and consider some things. Stop and consider that you don't know it all. Stop and consider that you don't have the right answer for everything that's going wrong with you. Stop and consider that the thing that you think is the worst thing that's ever happened to you is actually the thing that's bringing about your blessing. How do we fight our battles? You lift up them hands and you tell God, I love you no matter what. God, I'm going to praise you, God, no matter what. God, if I praise you alone, God, I'm going to praise you. Why? Because I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Because I was made in your image, God. And God, I'm going to praise you no matter what. See, we can't be mad at God. People are mad at God, Keisha, and they're turning their back on God. Look here. God don't turn his back on us. We leave God. If you've left God in here this morning, I'm going to tell you as your pastor, go back to God. If you've never known the Lord, I'm going to tell you to know him. Why? Because, see, he wants to know you. I know I'm a radical person, but DJ, he wants to know us like he's never known us before, and he wants us to know him. See, do you know God? It's not just enough to know him through your mama. It ain't just enough to know him through your daddy. Because I can tell you what, that don't work. Because when life happens, it gets very real. Life has a real problem, Heather, of getting real quick. You be up in the middle of your life, everything's just hunky-dory, and bam, problem. Not just a little problem, big problem. Then you say, I thought I had got rid of all the big problems. No, look here, that's called life. Why do you think the Bible says, man, it rains on the just and it rains on the unjust? I don't just lead people to the Lord. Look here, when I lead people to the Lord, I tell them, it's going to be difficult. Do I not? I'm not going to be the pastor that drags you up here and says, you need to come to know Jesus, because I want to have one more notch on the getting people saved book. Let me tell you something. I don't have one of them books, and I don't need one, Patty, because I'm not wrapped up into numbers. I'm wrapped up into souls. And I'm not going to deceive you by telling you that saying some little prayer is going to get you to heaven's gates. Your life is getting you there. Or your life is not getting you there. One of the two. See, you ain't going to shake my hand and say a prayer and that's going to be it. No, baby, you're going to live this thing out. You're going to live it out. Every one of your days. Why does it tell us, God, teach us to number our days? Teach us, God. Why does it say that, Tessa? Because, look here, us humans, we got a very bad habit of losing track of some things called our days and our time here. God, teach us how to number these days. God, teach us how to number them so well that we wake up every day and we say, God, to you be the glory. God, what do you want to do with me today? Amen. Teach us how to number what we got going on here. Because this life is short. It's very short. For even the whole creation, all of nature, waits eagerly for the children of God to be revealed. See, when the Son of Man comes, what's he going to find up in you? Are you really his kid? Can he call you by name? See, we're all waiting for something. Some of you waiting for this service to be over. Look here, you got about, I don't know, 40 minutes. Take all the guesswork out for you. 40 more minutes. Thank you, Megan. For the creation was subjected to frustration and futility, not willingly because of some intentional fault on its part, but by the will of him who subjected it, in hope that the creation itself will also be freed from its bondage to decay. Look here, God wants to free some people from bondage, because see, you up in the middle of some decay right now. There's some things when you go to the dentist and he says, you got a tooth decaying. What does that mean? It's rotting. There's some rotten things up in some lives. God's trying to pull that out, because see, he don't want you busted up. He don't want you broken up. He don't want you sad. He don't want you depressed. He don't want you feeling bad about yourself. He doesn't want you bound. But you have to consider some things. There's some things that, man, we got to consider. We got to consider them. Consider your ways. Consider all this stuff. Why? Because, see, we're about to go up into a new year. God wants to change some things around. God wants to make some things happen for some of y'all, man. They ain't even gotten started. But there's a considering period there. You need to consider some things. Even we groan inwardly as we wait eagerly for our adoption as sons, the redemption and transformation of our body. For in this hope we were saved. But hope which is seen is not hope. Look here, if you can see it, you ain't doing nothing special. Okay? There's some things that needs to be birthed in the spirit realm first. What does that mean? That means there's some things that they ain't going to happen until you catch that vision and you know darn well what God is wanting to do and everything looks like it ain't going to happen because you done screwed up too much. He wants you to keep that at the forefront of your mind and consider the fact that he knows more than we know, that he knows how to turn things around. Consider that. Catch that vision and say, God, I'm going to run with it. God, even though I'm being told no, look here, you think God's intimidated by somebody telling you no? No, he's not. God is not intimidated by our little harebrained problems because he knows just how to fix them. Yes, he does. He knows. And he wants to fix them. He's saying, man, give me a kid. Give me one of my kids that's going to consider some things. What do you need to consider? Well, that he's probably going to handle that situation just a little differently than what you thought. Sometimes we get a picture in our head of how we think the next phase of our life is going to come about. And when it starts coming about and it don't happen the way that we thought, we get all irritated. We get all mad at God. Why? Because we think he's failed us. Look here, just because God doesn't handle things the way that you'd handle them doesn't mean he's failed. It just means that he's better at it than you. I said God's better at some things than you. Amen? Amen? God knows you better than you know yourself. You don't know yourself. I begin to realize I don't know myself. Case in point, my elastic's rolling down. I'm getting chubbier. Case in point, I was up in the grocery store a little while back, and I thought I was going to get in the flesh with somebody. See, I didn't know myself as well as I thought I did because I thought I was past that phase. I'm not past it. That's what I realized. I'm glad my nephew is with me, Van, because I'm not sure what I'd have done. Mama Kay said she'd come with me next time. See, the problem is when you acting a fool and you got your pastor shirt on, that ain't going to work. I pick my days to wear them shirts. Glory. Y'all catching my point? See, you don't know yourself as well as God knows you, but God knows you from the inside out. And it says here, for who hopes for what he already sees? But if we hope for what we do not see, we wait eagerly for it with patience and composure. Patience and composure. Patience and composure is some things that we lack in society. Patience and composure. See, anybody can hope for something that they can already see. And I'm going to talk about hoping for something that, see, you can't see right now. When you get up in the middle of a battle and you don't know how that thing's turning around, how it's going to come about. But you know, if it don't turn around, you in trouble. See, you got to handle some things with some composure. Don't go off and lose your composure over a battle. Why? Because he said, I am the Alpha and the Omega. Look here, if you love me, I'm going to make everything turn out for the good. If you love me. The question is, do you love God? Do you trust him? Do you say, God, this looks really terrible, but I'm going to trust that you got this. look here what God's doing, Sonia, is he's just doing it in a way that it ain't going to be that messed up again. See, if we handled it the way that we handle things, the odds are they'd be screwed up again by next week. Glory. When he handles things, Miss Joy, God will handle them. And he don't want them handled to where we ever come up with that problem again. Now, let me tell you something. When God sets you free, don't get back up in that filthy mess. Don't get back up in that thing that God sets you free from. I'm just telling you how it is. Glory. Don't get back up in that pig pen with the piggies. Don't do it. You want to slap God in the face? Keep on getting up in that mess. Look here, what is God going to do? You know what God does when we get back in the mess, Keisha? What he always does, he always gets us up out of that. But see, how many years do you want wrapped up in the pig pen? How many years do you want wasted on that pig pen? That's what you got to decide. You want to keep going up into slop? You want to keep going on slop? Look here, even the prodigal son said, he said to himself, there's going to have to be some considering done here this morning. There's going to have to be some talking to yourself. Even my father's servants, what was he saying? Even the lowest of low has more than I have. Even the lowest of low has more than I got. Have you come to the place this morning where you can say, look here, God, I'm in a bad state and I want some deliverance. God, I will not get up in that mess this time. Amen. Amen. I love God's word. I love my Deacon Stan back there. Now I'm going to read something to you that if you love God, boy, this is going to touch your heart. Because we get into some stuff in life, and they are gut-wrenching. They are heart-breaking issues. God's not intimidated by stuff like that, but we are. Somebody tells you no, look here, I don't like that word. I ain't never liked it. We don't take no for an answer. Sometimes you got to learn how to say, okay, God, I'm going to back up. I'm going to wait till you say yes. And in the same way, the Spirit helps us in our weaknesses. See, are you in a weak spot? Are you in a spot where you can say, God, I just am having myself, it's not even a day. I've been having a year. I'm not feeling like my old chipper self. I'm feeling like acting out. My nephew tells me, I feel like, what do you tell me, Evan? I feel like, I don't know what he says. He lets me know he's about to buck me, though. Ain't nothing like that from a teenage boy. But in the same way, the Spirit helps us in our weakness. We do not know what we ought to pray for. We don't know what we ought to pray for. Look here. You gotten up into some battles and some life issues and you throw your hands up and say, God, I don't even know what to pray. God, I'm so weary. You get up here in a praise and worship service and before you know it, before you've gotten up in that, the service is over and you don't even know it because see, the devil has gotten your attention and you don't even know where you've been the last 40 minutes. Look here, I know how the devil works. It says there's times when the Spirit intercedes for us because we don't know what to pray. Why? Because we're weak. Because we're having a moment. We're having that moment. A few months ago, I was going through some things. I now know what it means to pray fervent, effectual prayers. You get up in the middle of a storm, and you up in that storm every day, day in and day out. Look here, I know what it's like to wake up in the morning, and before I even get my head and my eyeballs situated, I say, God, has the problem changed? Has my battle changed? God, has the obstacle been removed? And I know what it's like, Brother Mike, for him to say, no, Kelly, it's still in your life. I know what it's like to, before I even get up out of bed, begin to sob because, see, God has not taken the problem out. I know what it's like. But look here, there's a day where God says, it's over. I'm taking that thing out. You trusted me. You served me. You didn't turn your back on me. You had faith in me. Look here. Here's your reward. It's right here. Barrier. You be removed right now from this person's life. I was down in my living room several months ago, and just grief was just all over me, and I was by myself. Look here. The devil's going to wait till you get all by yourself. Till you feel lonely, till you feel discouraged, when you feel like you want to give up, when you feel like you're not making a difference, when you feel like you're not enough, when you feel like it's never going to get any better, when you feel like this is the time that's going to do me in. I was in the living room, and I just began to weep, and I said, God, this is the thing that's taking me down, isn't it? God said, Kelly, as long as you stick with me, nothing's ever taken you down. I said, God, I'm so weary right now, I don't even know what to pray. God, I'm so irritated right now. God, I don't even want to pray. Can you keep it real with the Lord? I hope you can. Because if you lying to yourself, that ain't going to help you. And if you're lying to God, that ain't going to help you. You don't feel like praying? Say, God, I don't feel like praying. That's not a bad statement. That's a keeping it real statement. Can you keep it real with him? Can you keep it real with yourself? I said, God, I don't know what to pray. This is looking awful. I just begin to cry. Look here, I'm an ugly crier. When it comes, there ain't no stopping that crying. And it looks like a cartoon character, and they shut their little eyes, and about a million tears come out at one time, and I just began to sob. And I was thankful I was by myself because I was getting loud with it. See, I was so, my heart was so heavy. And I just fell to my knees, and I said, God, in Jesus' name, God, there's not another name that I can call out to you that's going to help me. God, there is not another name that's going to save this situation. God, there's not another name I can call out that'll get me out of this bind. And I said, God, what do I pray? Because, see, I don't know what to pray. I've been in the thick of this battle. I'm right up in the middle of it, and I'm discouraged, and I'm weak, and I'm irritated, and right now I'm in the flesh, God. But, God, I'm asking you as your daughter to tell me what to pray because I don't know. What is that? Considering that I didn't know it all. There's some considering to be done. Mama Kay, I was on my knees and God began to talk to me. He said, Kelly, don't let your heart be troubled. Don't let your heart be troubled. Begin to pray that the angels of the Most High God go to this problem right now. See, look here, there's some things you can't take care of. You're beating your head up against a wall and you can't take care of them. Why? Because you don't have the authority to take care of some issues. See, there's some things God wants to take care of. You got to know who you are and you got to know what God's told you to do. And I said, God, in the name of Jesus, see, in the name of Jesus, I loose and I send your angels, God. You are the Most High God. And God, I send those angels right now, God, to do what I can't do. God, to minister in the way that I can't minister. God, I thank you right now, God, that the problem that's been here day after day after day, God, I thank you that you've delivered me. God, I thank you that you've delivered my loved one. God, I thank you that you've gone right now in Jesus' name. Devil, you take your hands off of my family in Jesus' name. See, you don't think God cares, man. God cares. Don't you dare turn your back on God. Don't you dare get mad at God. God loves you so much that, look here, Gina, if he has to stop time for you, he will. If he says, angels, go to them, she's troubled. God's the one that told me to pray that prayer. Why?
First of all, I didn't know how to pray that prayer until I got up in the thick of that battle. You don't think God's going to show you some things in the middle of your battle? Yes, he will. You'll never be the same after it. You'll never be the same. How do you want to go up into this new year? You want to go up in there busted? Broken? No. I'm going to tell you what I tell myself up every day. I talk to myself. Yes, I do. I'm not crazy. But you better be talking to yourself. I pull up these elastic pants. And I say, self, you're going to act right today. Self, you're going to be the best pastor you can be today. Self, you're going to be the best wife and mother today. Look here, self, you're going to obey what God has told you to do. Self, you're going to lay hands on people because you've lived your life right, because you're being pure, because you're doing this right, because you're doing that right. Look here. You want power? Live right. Live clean. You want to... Look here, Keisha. I got news for you. You can lay your hands on people and see them get well. That is not just a pastor thing. That's a child of God thing. He said in Genesis, have dominion. What does that mean? Start bossing some situations around up in here. But you got to know what you are. You got to know what you've been given. Amen. And it says, we don't know what we ought to pray for, but the Spirit Himself intercedes for us with groans that words cannot express. There are things in this life that get to you. And if God is inside of you, this is why I told you the day that I led you to the Lord. Look here, it won't be easy. Just because you're saying this prayer doesn't mean every problem goes away. But it does mean that on your worst days, there's something inside of you that was not in there before. It's the living God. And when you're so weak, you don't know what to pray. When you're so discouraged, you don't know how to pray. There's a Holy Spirit living up inside of you, breathing, dwelling, and having His being up inside of you where it says, you know what, Kelly, don't know what to pray today. So in Jesus' name, and He just begins to pray the right prayers over my life inside of me. It's not a sin when you get up into a moment where you don't know what to pray because you're burdened down. See, that's not an issue. But the Spirit Himself intercedes for us with groans that words cannot express. And He who searches our hearts knows the mind of the Spirit. Look here. Be careful, little eyes, what you see. Be careful, little ears, what you hear. Be careful, little hands, what you go to meddling in. And be careful, little feet, where you go. For the Father up above, who is looking down in love, He's got your back. Amen. He's got your back. But you better know what you're doing. You better know there's some things that needs to be considered. He who searches our hearts knows the mind of the Spirit, because the Spirit intercedes for the saints in accordance to God's will. There's times, I'm just going to tell it like it is, there's times where we get a little flaky and we don't know what God's will is. That's the pastor saying that. There's times that I don't know what God's will is. But I serve the one who does. And I've let Him have the final say. There's some things that I thought was God's will. And they were not God's will. They were plumb Satan. I was engaged to a couple of them. I know. You want to get up in the middle of something? Ooh. My dad said, that's going to be the only ministry that you ever have. You get with that dude, he'll be your only ministry. You won't be able to do nothing for God because you're going to be chasing Him around. Because, see, you're going to be insecure because, see, He's with everybody else but you. Now, look here. I don't care I'm stepping on toes. Ha! I've been doing that my whole life. Somebody needs to hear. Don't play games with Satan. Don't go to Satan's world and live in it and think you're going to be having a party. That ain't how that goes. And we know that in all things, God works for the good of those who love Him, who have been called according to His purpose. See, look here, you've been called, but it's not being called to do what you want to do. It's being called to do His purpose, His will. You want to step out of God's will? You're going to have a little consequence. You're going to get on the color red when you should be on blue or purple. Look here, you're going to have a problem. Everybody that's got a kid in here knows what I'm talking about. They get up on them bad colors. You're going to have a bad night in your family. I tell Carson, I will make it my life mission to make your life miserable for the rest of the day. You're going to try that with me. You keep it up. You're going to be matching socks that I've taken the other match, and I've hid it from you. You're going to be doing this all night. Then I'm going to get you to do in the bathrooms. We got three of them. Then I'm going to let your little brother loose in your room. You want to get out of that will of God? Think about that. You've come too far for that. You've come too far for that. God wants to bless you. God's not a child abuser. He is not. He wants to bless His kids. He don't want to correct you. For those God foreknew, He also predestined to be conformed to the likeness of His Son, that He might be the firstborn among many brothers. He loved you so much, He made you in His image, in the likeness of His own Son. In the likeness of His own Son. Why? So Jesus could be the firstborn of many brothers. See, it was His. He made a way for us where there was nothing. And those He predestined, He also called. Those He called, He also justified. Stop thinking that you've got to answer every critic in your life. No amens. Stop thinking that you've got to answer to every critic in your life. You don't have to. Stop it. Stop getting up on that fake book and thinking you've got to defend yourself all the time. You don't got to. I've got news for you. A lot of times there is more said when you don't even respond to the nonsense. You want to say something? Shut up. I'm going to let you have the last word, Miss Drama, Mr. Troublemaker. Go ahead and have your last word. You know when you can say that? When you know ultimately God is having the last word. God is having the last say. Amen. You don't got to answer every critic. Why? Because we just read something. We just read something very important. And those He predestined, He also called. And those He called, see, are you called? You are called. Get to knowing that you're called. He called you. He's called you, and He called you by name. Those He called, He also justified. He also justified. That's good news for everybody that's got a critic. If He called you, and He did, He justified you. He justified you. When everybody wants to hold something over you, He's justified you. He's made you be able to stand when everything in life has tried to knock you down. And He also justified, and those that He justified, He also glorified. See, we glorify God, but what does God do? He also glorifies us. How does He do it? By blessing our little socks off. Now, I'm not talking about just giving you a Winnebago and millions of dollars. I'm talking about blessing you with things that money cannot buy. That is true blessing. You can have all the money in the world and still be miserable. You can have everything in the world and still your family is not talking to you. Still, you got life issues. Look here. I'm talking about the things that your money can't buy. You want to glorify God? Look here. God's not going to be in debt to anybody. He's going to glorify himself through you, through your life. He's going to make it to where people look at you and they say, I want to be different and I want to be like that one. Give them something to be like. You up in here and you single? Stop picking up in that bucket that you got all the other ones at. Look at a different bucket and say, God, is this your bucket? Let me pick out of that. And while I'm waiting, I'm going to be that person that I want that other person to be. You want a man of God? You be the woman of God. Amen? See, we want. What are we going to do? Because you got your part. There's some things you need to consider. What then shall we say in response to this? If God is for us, who can be against us? He who did not spare his own son, but gave him up for us all, how will he not also, along with him, graciously give us all things? God don't want to hold anything back. And on the flip side, stop holding back from him. Stop holding back from him. Stop thinking you got to be perfect to come up in his house. Stop thinking that you got to be perfect to be called his child. Stop thinking that you got to be perfect to pray to him or to talk to him. He's not holding nothing back from you. Don't hold anything back from him. Who will bring any charge against those whom God has chosen? It is God who justifies. Who is he that condemns? Christ Jesus, who died, more than that, who was raised to life, is at the right hand of God and is also interceding for us. See, even Jesus is in your corner. He's interceding for you. When you get up in that moment where you're broken, he is calling out to his Father and he's saying, God, help them. God, help them. God, show them who we are. Show them what we do. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall trouble or hardship or persecution or famine or nakedness or danger or sword? What it's saying is, look here, nothing can separate you from God. Nothing. So don't isolate yourself from the one thing that can help you, the one person that can help you. Don't isolate yourself from the Lord. Make yourself vulnerable to him. Make yourself vulnerable to him. And as it is written, for your sake we face death all day long. We are considered as sheep to the slaughter. No, in all these things we are more than conquerors. We are more than conquerors. Look here. We are more than conquerors. We are winners. We are victorious. You got to know that you're a conqueror. You got to know that you're walking in victory. Even when it doesn't look like you're walking in victory, you got to know that at the end of that road is the good thing. At the end of the road, it is the thing that God told you he would do. And if you ain't believing that this morning, get yourself and shake yourself, because look here, God ain't lying to you. God ain't just puffing you up to get you excited about something that he doesn't have for you. No, God's got it. He's got it. It's already there. Consider it. And tell yourself when you're feeling down, I'm a conqueror. I've got this. Man, God's never showed up late for me. He's never left me. When I left him, he never left me. For I am convinced that neither death nor life, neither angels nor demons, neither the present nor the future. Not the present, Keisha. Not the future. Look here. Not the thing that brought me to my knees that day when I couldn't even pray. Not that. Not anything. Nothing. Nothing's keeping you from him. You're conquering. Right now, see, up in the middle of your battle, you are conquering. You just don't think that you are, but you are. Why? Because you're still going. because you're still moving. Neither height nor depth nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Look here, God wanted me to tell you this morning that He's not holding any good thing back.
Thank you, God. Thank you.
Now I'm going to have Dad up here in just a minute, but here's what the Spirit of God is telling me right now. If you're up in this service and you've had a time in your life and you've walked away from God, you don't feel as close to God, maybe you don't know God, I wouldn't be doing my job very good if I didn't say, look here, I'm standing at the front of this church. If you need to know God, if you need to meet Him, if you need to say that prayer, I'm not against that prayer. I'm for that prayer. I just want you to know what you're getting into. You're getting into a loving relationship where He's never leaving you. All those problems, see, are going to be put to rest. Do you need to come up here and renew your life? Do you need to say, God, I've walked away from You, and God, I'm sorry. Or you may say, God, I've never known You, but I want to know You, God. I want to know You. I want to be Your son. I want to be Your daughter. I want to know You, God. If any of that is you, and look here, if it's not for you, that's fine. I'm not moved by people that come up. But if it is you this morning, I'm standing here at the front of this church. If you need to come to know Jesus, I'm going to tell you to get up out of your seat. If you're worried about people looking at you, you're worried about the wrong thing. But if you need to know Him, I'm here to pray that prayer with you. If you're here to come back to Him and you want to come back to Him, see, your pastor is standing right here at the front of this church. I'm going to wait a moment longer. Why? Because I don't ask these questions every service. I hardly ever ask them. But see, the Holy Spirit prompted me and He said, Kelly, you ask my kids if they need to come back to Me. You ask the new kids if they need to come and to know Me. Look here. Lives are being changed. You think the devil's happy? Brother Larry said, Kelly, do you think the devil's going to just let you come up into this church and move people? And I'm sorry, I spit on you. And get you going? No. The devil ain't going to let it happen that easy. But look here. The moment you decide that God, You're for me. God, You're for me and God, You are with me. God, I don't care what everybody says about me. God, I don't care about responding to every critic. Look here. God is here. God is here. I'm going to give this about 30 seconds longer. Why? Because, see, there's still people. The Spirit of God is telling me there's still people. And look here. I'll ask it again when He prompts me. But look here. Don't miss your opportunity to know the best thing for you. God, in Jesus' name, God, I thank You for the blood of Jesus, God. I thank You that it washes over right now. And God, I thank You that the love of Jesus, God, is raining down on your kids right now in Jesus' name. Is this all that needs to be up here? Pastor Jeremy, please come and help me.
Is there somebody up here that you should be standing with? You know, Sunday morning comes once a week. Is there something that you want to be prayed for? Pastor Jeremy, Pastor Kelly are here. Is there somebody you want to stand with and say, look, I support you? Is there something that you just need a touch this morning? You need to know that somebody cares for you. Now listen, if you need to go, you go ahead and go. But if you can stay here and you can help pray for these people that are coming up here, then come up here and surround them with love. Our pastors are up here. They're up here for a reason. We're glad that you came. We hope that you've heard the word and that you've acted on the word. just the way that you're supposed to, and that's what's important. I'm going to say it again. Maybe you should be standing up here with somebody, or maybe it's time for you to go home. You will not be out of order if you have to leave right now. You go right ahead. But if you can stay here and you can help pray, then stay here and help pray. You might want to just come up here and just put your arms around one of these folks. It's up to you. Just pray. Just pray. My house shall be called a house of prayer. God would like to heal families this morning. Well, my family member isn't here. He still wants to heal families. You're here. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Did you hear a good word today? We did, didn't we? Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Help people. Pray. Pray right now. Realize that you have prayer in your life, that you have the power to pray, that you have the power to help these here. In Jesus' name. Thank you, God. Thank you for what you're doing. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. God would like to deliver some people this morning. Deliverance. Deliverance from drugs and alcohol and all the other enemies of mankind. Deliverance in the name of Jesus. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Help them, Lord. Help them, Father. Help them. If you feel like God's not interested in me, well, no, he is interested in you. He has a whole new life for you if you want it. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Father, for all the good that you're doing. Pastor Jeremy and Pastor Kelly, can we just give them a big, we love you. Amen. Amen. And amen. And amen. I'm going to say it again. There's still prayer going on here, but if you need to go, you just go ahead and go home. You just go. Do what you got to do. If you can wait a few more minutes, pray. Take this service in. Take in what's happening.